Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, this morning is back on air today. ITV bosses say there are no plans to axe the show. Philip Schofield resigned from the broadcaster entirely on Friday. He was dropped by his talent agency after admitting lying about an affair with a younger male colleague. Now, over the weekend, Dr. Ranj Singh, who is a regular guest on the show, accused it of having a toxic culture. And just a short while ago, Philip Schofield made another statement on his personal Instagram account. Scott Bryan is TV critic and broadcaster, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So what did Philip Schofield have to say this morning?
So Philip Schofield issued another statement on Instagram, on Instagram stories, to be specific. And he says, quote, "Now I no longer work on This Morning. I'm free to say this. I hope you have noticed it's the same handful of people with a grudge against me or the show who seem to have the loudest voice." He then continues, "This Morning is the best show to work on with the best people. In all the years I work there, there was no toxicity. You can listen to those persistently loud voices if you like, but the thousands of guests over the years, thousands of staff and crew, hundreds of presenters and contributors all know it is a family of wonderful, talented, kind, hardworking people." Now, this comes about 12 hours after Dr. Ranj Singh, who used to be on the show providing medical advice regularly on the programme, said that after being on the show for 10 years, he, quote, increasingly worried, he got increasingly worried about how things were behind the scenes. And then he said that when he made his concerns directly to ITV management, he said that he was managed out of the programme. Now, ITV have also said, in regards to Dr. Ranj's statement, that they have issued an external and independent advisor, and that found no evidence of bullying or discrimination.
It's a proper mess, isn't it? I mean, if ITV hoped on Friday, Scott, that Philip Schofield resigning entirely from ITV was going to draw a line under it, they were sadly mistaken. It's certainly not over yet.
Oh, it certainly isn't. I mean, this is a story that, of course, has dominated the news, but not just the tabloid papers. I mean, it's one that has been a major story in the UK. And I think it because it taps into not just about workplace stuff behind the scenes on a very popular This Morning programme, I think it taps into workplace culture that could relate to, you know, many people and their working-based culture. You know, the idea of power dynamics, the idea of things not being well behind the scenes, whilst, you know, in front of the camera, it all seems to be okay. So I think it is clearly touched a nerve. And I think also just the fact that ITV have continued on with the programme. I mean, watching it this morning, mm-hmm. and it started with Dermot O'Leary. You know, for the first time, I think, being quite clear about the elephant in the room. He said, "We happen to be in the news at the moment. We appreciate this, but from the whole team, the crew, the guy downstairs, we love making this show for you all." So, of course, a lot of questions about how ITV as a company are going to respond to this, a major broadcaster. A lot of questions being played about whether This Morning will have a future itself.
Yeah, very difficult for Alison Hammond and Dermot O'Leary to sit there this morning while this storm is blowing all around them, but they have to just get on with it. Now, Schofield's former co-host, Holly Willoughby, she was the focus of a lot of attention over the weekend as well. What did she know and when? Is she likely to weather this storm and continue to present This Morning?
Well, ITV said in a statement during the weekend that Holly is due to come back on the show from the 5th of June. That was no change in the date from when she initially departed over the half-term break, when Philip Schofield initially stood down from the programme. So it seems to be the line that ITV are sticking with. I mean, I feel that, of course, there's going to be a lot of reporting. There has been a lot of reporting in regards to both Holly and Phil. So I think a week is a long time with this story, as we have seen, because, of course, it's only been a few days and a lot has happened within that time. So it's really a wait and see in regards to that front. Mm-hmm. But I think there's, of course, longer term sort of questions around This Morning in general, whether ITV are going to launch a more formal investigation into the working culture generally, if there is going to be more allegations to come on. I mean, it really does feel like a fast-moving story.
And what about the future of This Morning, Scott? Like, lots of questions are being asked now as to whether it can continue after all of this. But it has weathered other storms in the past. People will remember that Philip Schofield was brought in to replace John Leslie, who had his own issues to deal with at the time.
Yes, you are exactly right. And of course, all programmes have been, or many long-running programmes, I should say, in the public eye, have certainly gone through the motions at some point and then come out through the other side. I think it is rare, I think, you know, in all the time that I report and write about TV, that I've seen a story this big. You know, it's been a number of years since the show has been in the spotlight for a number of reasons, and that things are you know, the hurdles that ITV would have to overcome for viewers to move on, I think, are going to be difficult too. But I mean, this makes me think very different sort of situation of what happened in the US in regards to Ellen's show. I mean, this was in regards to allegations of a toxic work environment for people who worked on the crew. Very quickly, viewer trust dipped, and the show was not able to recover. And a very popular show, which felt invincible, did not last more than a few months after those first reports happened. I mean, this, of course, is a very different situation generally. But I think it does show to me that viewers do care a lot about the issues surrounding this particular TV show. So, of course, the challenges that ITV are going to be having to keep this show on the road are frankly immense.
Scott, thank you very much. And I will not be surprised if we speak again on this same topic as it develops. Scott Bryan, their TV critic and broadcaster.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.